Hello everyone, and welcome to the Wonderful Us podcast, hosted by Susan Pallister. This is our fifth episode, and I would like to introduce our very special guest, Sheila Blaine. Sheila, thank you for agreeing to join me on today's edition of the Wonderful Us podcast. Now, as our regular listeners will know, this series is focused on moving forward, finding strength in adversity. Can you tell me a little bit about your own story?
Yes, of course. And thanks, Susan, for having me on your podcast. Delighted to be here today.
Great.
I really just wanted to share my story with everyone out there today and with you in the hope that it may provide some support for those out there experiencing something similar to my situation. In April 2012, I discovered that my husband of 27 years was having an affair with a colleague at work. We had met as students of French and German at Cambridge University and had always had lots of interests in common. We also had two children together, aged 17 and 15 at the time.
It must have come as a terrible, terrible shock.
Yes, I mean, even though it were almost 10 years on now, it still is as raw as at the time, to be honest. To say I was absolutely devastated really was an understatement. I found it really hard to believe that someone whom I thought I knew really well had betrayed me behind my back. I knew then that divorce was inevitable and that the house that we had lived in for 16 years and the children's childhood home would have to be sold.
Was this up in Scotland, Sheila?
Yes, it was up in Edinburgh, yeah, at the time. I was also holding down a full-time teaching job at the time. Mm. So I really very soon became exhausted and physically ill, consumed as I was by just terror and anxiety at facing an unfamiliar and very uncertain future. I was over 50 at the time, yeah. And I was just really looking for a quiet life and sort of moving into retirement and a sort of retirement shared together. And suddenly everything was upended and nothing was certain. And I just found the nights in particular were really torture, because I just lay awake for hours. My heart was thumping with anxiety as I just contemplated the mountain which I knew I would have to climb over the coming months and years. It just seemed like an endless path just stretching into the future, really.
Okay, so that sounds really, really bleak. Because this podcast is about moving forward out of adversity into the light, can you tell us how you adjusted and how you moved on? To give our listeners some hope, I suppose.
And I really wish I'd been able to listen to something like this back then. I really didn't know where to turn for help, really. So how did I climb out of this, what I would see really as an abyss of depression and despair, and what worked for me? Well, after several visits to my GP and a few sessions with a counsellor.
And I bet when you went to the GP, was it antidepressants?
Yes, and sleeping tablets as well, okay. Which really became part of the problem. So, you know, after a couple of months, really, I realised that the only way I was going to make real progress, I could just see I was being, you know, in a cul-de-sac, really. The only way I was going to make real progress with my anxiety was to just to build my own inner strength by finding out what worked for me. So in the summer holidays of 2012, this was a couple of months on, I went up to stay with my parents in northeast Scotland. I was really in desperate need of solace and comfort. And it was over those weeks of summer, really, that I gained the strength which enabled me to start a new life. And having grown up close to the beautiful coastline of the Murray Firth, which is where my parents lived, throughout their life and where I grew up, I'd always been a really keen sea swimmer. And so that summer, I went down to the beach every afternoon and swam in the sea, come rain or shine. On some chilly and rainy days, I was really the only person around. But I hardly noticed the weather conditions, to be honest. Such was the peace that I experienced in those hours. So I just lie on my back in the water. Sometimes it was rough, sometimes it was less rough. It's different every day, obviously, but I hardly noticed, the weather. I would just stare up at the huge sky, watching the clouds drifting on the breeze and the seagulls wheeling backwards and forwards over my head. And I would also really admire the huge panorama, just the mountains on the horizon, stretching all the way up to the north of Scotland and just merging into the far sky and the horizon in the distance. It was just magical, really. And the vastness and beauty of nature just made me realize that however terrible and insurmountable my problems appeared to me, they dwindled really to insignificance in the face of such an amazing and sublime landscape. And just the best ever was one still and sunny evening. I even saw a school of bottlenose dolphins swim past, jumping and performing flips over the calm water. And that just, it was a spectacle that filled me with joy, really, and wonder. And I realized that for the first time in weeks, just gradually, I was beginning to rediscover my joie de vivre and just beginning to enjoy the simple pleasures of life again. And that was the beginning of it all, of moving out of despair into the light. So really from autumn, after that spell up there in the northeast on the beach every day, from the autumn of 2012, I was able to cope much better with the trauma of divorce, selling the family home, starting a new life with a new job, colleagues, new house in Birmingham, and also really going to a city that I had never set foot in before. So that was a huge challenge, but I just had that inner strength that made me able to deal with all these challenges.
So it was just that moment of being at peace, really.
Absolutely, and in harmony with something that was much, much bigger than me, and was just something eternal that is going to be there long after, you know, I've disappeared from the earth. And, you know, my troubles seemed to get it into a perspective there, just how there were these vast things in nature which were bigger than any individual. And it was that sense of harmony with something much bigger than myself that really was the start. And, you know, I can't say I didn't have setbacks after that, but I was able to start moving from the darkness into the light at that point.
That, you know, that makes sense, Sheila, because I remember you and I having a conversation once about something, you know, something quite trivial. And you said to me, you know, that's nothing. That's absolutely nothing compared to what's happened to me in the past and how I've learned to cope with things happening to you that maybe are not what you'd planned. So that puts things in perspective now.
Exactly. That's absolutely it. Yeah, absolutely right, Susan. Yeah.
So how does the Sheila of 2021 now look back on her old self in 2012?
That's a great question, and it's really been an interesting one for me to think about since I was invited onto the podcast. And I'd like just to mention, I was reminded recently of the catalyst for my recovery when I was thinking about this again by the inspirational Radio 4 series. Some of your listeners might be acquainted with this. It's called Soul Music. And it's all about really people speaking about memories which certain iconic pieces of music evoke for them. They can be pop or classical. There's a huge range of music that they have in the episodes. In the particular program I want to mention, which is important for my development, the focus was Peter Maxwell Davis's composition, Farewell to Stromness, a haunting piece which evokes so atmospherically the Orcadian seascape and the beauty of this island in the far north of Scotland, which the composer loved so much, and he made his home for many years. Looking back to the person I was in 2012, I would definitely say I have become much more compassionate towards people who are experiencing difficulties and traumas in their lives. Before I might have said, oh, you know, come on, man up. It's, you know, everybody's got to cope, that kind of thing. So I'm much more compassionate. As well as this greater capacity for empathy, I'm also a more self-reliant and confident person than I was back then. And I've learned to become much more independent, which have all been really positive things But every time I listen to the Farewell to Stromness, when I listen to the piece, I'm reminded of that turning point in my life, of that experience of the seascape, that kind of light that you get in the north of Scotland in high summer, these endless long evenings with that lovely northern light, mm-hmm. and just the rhythms of the sea and the birds. And Peter Maxwell Davis's piece just brings all that back. So if I'm feeling a bit down and things all seem to be getting a bit much again, so that does it for me, really. It's a wonderful piece, and it does help me looking back to that summer if I do feel a bit down.
What we'll do at the end of the podcast is we'll put some links to soul music and also Farewell to Stromness, so people can access that and just to see how moving that particular piece of music is.
Great.
Yeah, we'll do that. So we're coming to the end of the programme. It's been wonderful to talk to you. Just incredible, really. Amazing. Learning all this. This is all completely, completely new to me. So thank you for sharing. Do you have any final words for our listeners? So some words of advice.
Yeah, there is light at the end of the tunnel. I mean, I just thought this is never going to change. I'm just going to be miserable for the rest of my life. And as was sort of early 50s at the time, that was going to, that's a pretty bleak outlook. But there is light at the end of the tunnel. So, as I said, whenever I feel a bit down or a bit overwhelmed by anything, I listen to Farewell to Stromness and just remember with gratitude those hours spent on that beautiful Murray Firth beach and the healing which they brought to me. And that, is the hope that I carry through. Whenever things get tough, and I think there's ways out there for everyone. Everyone has to find their own path through these things, but there is a way where you can find that inner strength, and it's just a question of finding that way. That's the quest, but at least it's a quest rather than just being in that abyss where you're at the bottom. There, a quest is something that you're climbing. You feel you're climbing out of something. And it does give you hope. So that's really, I hope that can help other people, really.
Brilliant. Thank you ever so much, Sheila. What are you going to go and do today then? What are your plans?
Well, I'm off to have, down in beautiful Oxfordshire, so I'm going to go off and have a walk on the lovely footpaths in the countryside out here and just enjoy nature again and a sunny day. And just look around and, enjoy the natural world as it is. Unfortunately, no beach down here, but, you have to make the best of it.
And we won't mention school.
We won't mention school. Thank you, Susan.
On that note, thank you ever so much. You see, I forgot that if you are a teacher and you're on your holiday, and it's the start of August, we don't mention school. You have been listening to the Wonderful Us podcast, hosted by Susan Pallister. Remember, in the Wonderful Us world, everything is interesting and everything is good.